So, who knows what I'm talking about tonight? Masks. Hello. Now, what was yesterday? Halloween. Hey, is that like the devil's birthday or something? We could have celebrated that tonight because we didn't have any other birthdays. It's a joke. It's it. Come on, folks. Lighten up a little bit. Like, what am I going to do? Like, come get a black cat and skin it on stage? Okay. Okay, nix that idea, whoever's coming up with the... Cassandra's running to go get a black cat, you know? Oh, man. Yeah. So, masks. Yesterday was Halloween, and what do people do for Halloween? Trick or treat, but what else do they do? They dress up, and what do they wear? They wear costumes, they wear masks, different capes of different sizes, spandex pants. Some people dress up like iPods. I don't know if you've seen that. Have any of you guys seen that? Man, I should have found a picture of that. Hey, Micah, how fast... Oh, the computer don't have internet up there. Never mind. Anyway, people dress up as iPods, as like anything. Anything you could ever imagine people dress up as. Which is scary, but it's true. And so I've got some masks back here. Actually, I'm going to need some volunteers tonight. Ryan... Get down here. And then I've got two more volunteers who aren't standing. Come on. And I think I'm going to need about two more volunteers. Candace? Oh, I saw your hand. It's too late. You already signed it in blood. Oh, okay. Never mind. Anybody else? Two more? Bob? Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else want to be publicly humiliated tonight? Nope, just these four? Okay. No. Okay. How about you guys join me back here? And can I get some music going? Sorry. I always bring that. Hey, that's pretty quick. You get a raise. Okay. So I've got some people. We're wearing masks. Some of us still have the price tags on our masks. That's cool. I can't really see my notes in this. Okay, so if I showed up to work yesterday, say my name is Phyllis. What? Oh, there we go. Somebody dressed up as an iPod. That's cool. Okay. That was pretty quick. Man, it's hot in this thing. Okay, so my name is Darth Vader. Luke. Okay, no, not Luke. Anakin. Okay, I'm Anakin. Hey, that's funny. Okay, I'm Anakin, right? And I go into work one day, and I'm an accountant. And if I went into work yesterday like this, my name really being Anakin, that wouldn't be that weird of a deal, would it? A lot of people dress up for Halloween, right? Did anybody else see people dressed up yesterday, or was that just me? My part of town was just a bunch of crazy people dressed up. Okay, so other people, yeah, okay. But if I showed up to work today and sat down at my desk still wearing my Darth Vader mask, that'd be a little weird, right? And if I showed up tomorrow again wearing my Darth Vader mask, that'd be a little even more strange. And if I showed up to work every day and everywhere that I went from that day on, I was wearing my mask, people would start to think, this guy's kind of whacked out. This guy's got issues. This guy's always wearing his mask. What's the deal with that, right? What in the world? That would get nuts. This guy walking around with a mask. And pretty soon, I wouldn't be Anakin the accountant anymore. I'd be Anakin the crazy guy who walks around in Darth Vader mask all the time, right? People would start to view my mask as who I am. You understand? You follow me? It wouldn't no longer be, hey, I'm the cool, fun-going guy who likes to play beach volleyball and, you know, Scrabble, you know, whatever people are into these days. I wouldn't be that anymore. I'd be the nut who wore the mask. My mask would become me. Okay, I want everybody to close your eyes. And now turn to your neighbor with your eyes closed. I know that's kind of hard. Hopefully everybody can do that. Okay, Now, on the count of three, I want you to open your eyes on the count of three. And I want you to just look into your neighbor's eyes. Okay? One, two, three. Just look straight into your neighbor's eyes. Don't look away. Don't stop. Keep looking into your neighbor's eyes. Is anybody feeling uncomfortable? Does anybody feel weird doing that? I know some people aren't even doing it anymore because it just got so weird they had to stop. Why is that? Why is it that we have trouble looking at each other in the eyes? Because a lot of times we like to hide behind our own mask, you know? And when we're forced to look at someone in the eyes, it's kind of uncomfortable, especially if it's for an elongated period of time. Because what do they say about the eyes? Window of the soul, gateway to the soul. When you peer into someone's eyes, a lot of times you can know a lot about them. And so we put up masks and we put up fronts and we define our own sense of style, and this is who I am and this is who I'm going to be. And a lot of times we try and hide who we really are. We try and hide behind our mask. You know, this is who I am. I'm Darth Vader. You know, I'm not Matthew Bell. I'm Darth Vader, and this is what I'm about. We try and hide something. We're trying to cover something up. So what are some of the things we try and hide with masks? Sometimes we try and hide our true feelings about something. Sometimes we try to hide pain. We use masks to keep people on the outside, on the perimeter, because we're worried what would happen if they saw us for who we really are. Sometimes we wear masks to try and impress people. Maybe it's a boy or a girl, or your parents or your teachers, or you suck up to people because you try and impress them. You want them to think that you're cool. There's 10 different kinds of masks. Now I have this list. I'm going to read it to you. I want you to listen to these. Listen to these masks. The first one is the mask of the victim. And that person says, as long as I wail about how helpless I am, I just don't have to take personal responsibility. The second mask is the mask of silence. If I speak out, I might cause someone pain or discomfort. I might rock the boat. I might actually have to take a stand or take some action. The mask of blindness. I refuse to see the things that are not working in my life, and I'll put a smile on my face that says everything's okay. Surely then my problems will go away. The mask of coolness. If I actually reveal my feelings, I would have to own them. I would have to experience them. That's way too scary, so I'm just going to be cool. Everything's cool. The mask of the social chameleon. I want everyone to love me and approve of me. Therefore, I will be everything to everyone. The mask of busyness. If I slow down, I just might have to face the fact that my life is out of whack. The mask of stuckness. I really want to change, but I can't. I've tried, and as hard as this place is, in truth, as long as I stay here, I'm in my familiar comfort zone. The mask of morality and judgment. It's easier for me to see everyone else's problems and shortcomings than to look at my own. The mask of the daydreamer. I'm a visionary, a highly creative individual who thrives on planning extraordinary things for the future. But please don't expect me to apply any of that to the here and now. And finally, the mask of self-sacrifice. The way I earn my worth is determined by how good I am at shelving my own needs to provide for the needs of others. Do any of those masks sound familiar? Anybody know anybody who might be wearing one of those masks? Yeah, I can see you're all raising your hands with my X-ray Vader vision. I think the number one, as Christians, the number one mask we wear is the mask to try and hide our problems. To try and hide that we actually sin, that we're sinners sometimes, but we're saved by grace. We try and hide that. We don't want people to know about that. You know, when I look around this room, I don't see a bunch of angels. I don't see a bunch of holy, divine saints who never sin. I don't see that. I see a bunch of people who love Jesus, but we know we struggle in our day-to-day life. We still struggle while we're here on earth. You know, your problem might be hatred, greed, revenge, envy, jealousy. We all struggle with things, but we always try and say, no, it's cool. Everything's great. I don't got any problems. Man, I just love Jesus, and he's loving me, and we're just, you know, we're rocking. But we put up that mask. We try and keep people out. We don't want anybody to know that we have a problem or that we're sinning. The Bible, there's two different types of people. Now, I'm going to read you this verse, and this verse is about the religious leaders of Jesus' day. It's Matthew 21, 31, and 32. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth. The tax collectors and the prostitutes, this is Jesus talking to the religious leaders. I tell you the truth, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you to show you the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes did. And even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe. You see, they were faced with the truth of who Jesus was. And while the tax collectors and the sinners and the prostitutes of the day were turning to Jesus and believing on him for salvation, the religious leaders were standing over there with their mask on, saying, no, we've got everything cool. We've got it all together. We don't need Jesus because we've got it in our own strength. And that won't get you to heaven, folks. And that's, like Jesus said here, the prostitutes and the tax collectors are getting into heaven before you are because you're not accepting me, because you're putting up a mask saying that everything's okay. I'm going to contrast that with Paul, who in 2 Corinthians 12:9 said, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness so that Christ's power may rest on me. Here Paul is saying, I can't do it on my own strength. I have problems. I have weaknesses. I'm human. I struggle. But when I overcome my struggles, it's not me doing it on my own. It's God who's getting the glory because I can't overcome these things on my own. That's what Paul's saying here. That when we as Christians admit, hey, I have a problem with this. Maybe you have a problem with stealing. I have a problem. I need help. And we turn to another brother and sister in Christ. We turn to God and we admit we have a problem. We stop acting like everything's okay and we take our mask off. Then it's God who gets the glory. You know, I'll stand up here in front of you guys. I'm not perfect. There's no way. I'm probably the furthest thing from perfect. You know, I struggle with a lot of different things. But I've got a guy. I've got a friend. He's not here tonight. But me and Mike Fernandez, we get together whenever we do. And we encourage each other. Hey, man, let's keep living for the Lord. Let's keep doing the things that are right, and blah, 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 and so on and so forth. And that's good. We really need that. We really need to take off the mask. And so tonight I just want to encourage you to take off your mask. Look at these. No, don't take yours off because it looks funny. Look at these people. Like, their mask has begun to kind of cloud their identity. And if they wore that all the time, that would become who they were. And you begin to forget, who am I really by this show that you're putting on? All right, you guys can go sit down. No, don't take off your mask. You can go sit down. Oh, don't fall. You can take off your mask. Give my volunteers a big hand. So there's two areas tonight that I want to challenge you and encourage you to take off your mask. The first one is with God. You got to be honest with God. That's number one. Go home tonight in your bed before you go to sleep and say, God, I'm struggling with this. I need your help. I can't do this on my own anymore. It's not working. Help me. And then the second one is with someone you trust, a Christian brother or sister. Look me up on MySpace. Send me a message. Give me a call. Any one of our leaders is here to help you, to encourage you, to pray with you, to just whatever it is that you need to just help you to overcome this thing so that God can get the glory. I just really want to challenge you guys to do that tonight, to take off the mask with God and then with someone you trust. And when you do that, it feels so good to be real when you're not hiding anymore, when you're not being fake. And you finally, man, it's just, it feels so good to take this thing off. Right, Bob? Didn't it feel good? Ryan? Yeah. Emily? Didn't it feel good? Marissa? It felt good, right? You can breathe easier. You forget how much this thing is a burden to you because you learn to live with it. But as soon as you take it off, it's, man, how did I ever live with that thing on my head? How did I ever live behind this mask? So it's so important that we're honest with God and that we're honest with someone else. Psalm 86:11 tells us, teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. You know, a lot of times our heart gets so divided because, okay, we've got this mask on with this group of people, and over here we got this mask on, and over here I've got to be this certain way, and yes, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And we get so confused, and our heart and our mind become so divided that we don't even know who we are anymore. So I want to encourage you guys tonight to take off your mask with God and to take it off with someone who you trust, a Christian believer. And I know that if you do that, it'll be such a blessing to you. It'll revolutionize your life if you begin to live your life that way, just genuine. Because I really believe that God is looking for people who will just be genuine and honest, like Paul was here, telling us, yes, I have a weakness. Yes, I have a struggle. I'm not perfect. But in my weakness, that's where God has an opportunity to work in my life. So let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your Bible and your scripture, Lord, that has so many truths in it. Lord, I pray that as we go to sleep tonight that you will remind us, Lord, to be honest with you and to be honest with our friends and other people. Lord, help us to be genuine people, Lord, who love you with all our hearts and serve you. Lord, let us not pretend. Let us not come in here and make believe on Sunday and Wednesday and go and, Lord, live like the world every other day of the week. But God, I pray that our masks, Lord, would just begin to fall off and that as we worship you and seek you, Lord, that we become that genuine people you've called us to be. Thank you for each one of these young people here tonight. Lord, I bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, don't forget about spring retreat. Fall. Fall retreat. And what are you going to read when you get home tonight? Galatians 1. It's a good chapter. Should check it out. All right, you guys are awesome. See you on Sunday.
Tomorrow is new. Since I found a bundle of life. given life abundantly. He's given life abundantly. Free from all crime for life to lead. He's given life abundantly. Living your life for the Lord. Peace in your soul, joy in your heart, strength and love and so much more. But the very best reason is a life that's totally free. Abundantly, abundantly, He has given life to you and me. He's given life abundantly. He's given life abundantly. Free from all strife, a life to lead. He's given life abundantly. He's given life abundantly. He's given life abundantly. Free from all strife, a life to lead. He's given life abundantly. Abundantly, you can have it too. Life abundantly and free. He's given life abundantly. He's given life abundantly. Free from all strife, a life to lead. Abundantly, He's given life abundantly. He's given life abundantly. Free from all strife, a life to lead. He's given life abundantly.